Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey. The Burt Show.
Honestly, their movie hasn't done so well, Joanna Man, but I'll tell you what, when Vivica Fox and Miguel Nunez came into the studio to have some fun with us, it was one of the best interviews that I think that we have ever had.
Talking to Vivica Fox and Miguel Nunez, they star in Joanna Man. You guys must have had a blast on the set.
Yeah, it was tough, though. I have to admit, the first 3 weeks were vicious. We had to play basketball the first 3 weeks of the filming for...
After the basketball
12 to 16
over,
it was, hours a day.
It was a breeze.
Yeah, that was hard. We both threw our backs out. They had to bring chiropractors, masseuses. You know, the hardwood ain't no joke.
Right.
Sure is.
Yeah.
You think you know how to do it, and then you go out there with the real basketball players. You play with Rasheed Wallace.
You played with Rasheed Wallace?
He was on the
Vlade
team.
Vlade Divac. Dikembe Mutombo.
All these people are in the movie, too.
Yeah, Muggsy Bowles. Yeah, and then for the girls, we had Cynthia Cooper.
See, now Muggsy Bowles, did you ask him to wipe his butt?
No.
Because he's a small guy.
I still owe him $50,000.
Don't start.
So you're literally playing basketball with all these pros.
Hey, listen, Rasheed Wallace was stopping my character from fighting, so.
Only in the movies.
Yeah.
I get it. There's one scene. I mean, there's so many funny scenes in this film. So many funny scenes, but without giving anything away, well, Miguel gets naked. Your character gets naked.
I know. That was the worst
scene,
part of the movie
encore.
To me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you film that in front of everybody?
Yeah, I
all
did.
Those people?
No, you didn't.
Wow, this
you were
going to
die.
Has
it's so
no
funny.
Problems taking it all off.
Audience.
In
really?
The body motions.
Yeah, he didn't have no problem taking it off.
I had to get naked in front of everybody.
Yeah, this is a great back shot.
Thing.
That's all we'll say.
How many takes did you do that in?
Two.
Yeah.
No, yeah, two.
Aren't you worried? Like, wouldn't it just kill you if you did that and then you heard someone snicker?
But the line it took out was when I took it off all my clothes, I go, "Say hello to my little friend."
Now, they make, sometimes I know that they will just fill up one part of an arena and they will make it look like like it's packed. Did they
the
do that?
Yes, we had to do that a lot.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's not like they got a shot of you from all angles.
No. What happened was I had to... They put everybody on this side,
mm-hmm.
facing me.
Right.
Because the shot was, shot was behind me. They couldn't show me from the front. So they had to show me from the back. So when I took off, I had to be facing the audience.
Mm. You must be a confident man.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You have a nice.
You know what? Hats off to fans in Charlotte, North Carolina. They all came out and supported us and hung out with us all day for 12 hours.
Yeah, that was the only time the whole year they were inside of a basketball arena. They didn't support the Hornets
now,
at all.
Now, once again, I didn't go there.
It's obviously true.
That's why they're moving to New Orleans.
That's right.
But that Charlotte arena is beautiful.
Is it?
It's great, yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do in it now.
I don't know what they're
going to do. I think the girls are going to still play there.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think the girls, the Sting?
The women's Sting.
Yeah, you let a new arena come. We'll see how quick the Sting moves.
Right, they'll be gone too, huh?
Vivica, I was looking at your resume before you came in here. You have worked with some incredible people.
Yeah.
I mean, really incredible people.
I've been really blessed, absolutely.
You really have. Let's do this little deal here. I will say some of the people that you have been in the movies with, and you just give me like a one-sentence description of what they're like.
Okay.
Or what it was like to work with them.
Midget or dwarf. That's the only two words you can hear.
Will Smith.
Great kisser, big money maker.
Great kisser.
Big
nice
money
guy.
Maker.
All right.
Nice guy. Great dad.
One of the nicest guys.
Great
in the
husband.
Business.
Is that you met him too?
Oh, me and Will are friends.
I'm trying
Will
to get in.
Only...
I'm trying to get employed by him again.
Will is one of the very rare people I've known since the moment he came into the business and right now, and he has not changed one single iota.
I want to believe that about him because he seems so likable.
He's the nicest guy you will ever meet in your life.
Because the industries that you guys are in, and us too, any entertainment, anybody can put on a front in front of a mic
Absolutely.
Or a camera, but then they're just such asses.
No, he is truly, truly one of the nicest guys in the business.
Yeah, really down to earth.
Queen Latifah.
The queen. Man.
Miguel. Nice
Miguel.
Now.
Latifah's the bomb. She really is a very talented businesswoman.
She is.
Yeah, very talented businesswoman and one of my favorite sister girls. No doubt I'd love to work with her again.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada!
stole her from me.
You were next in line, huh?
JD, you can call her Little Powerhouse.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's tiny. She's only about 4'11", 5 feet.
And sweet.
But the sweetest, but a powerhouse and can act her ass off.
And a good mother.
And a great mom.
She can act her ass off, but can she wipe it?
We don't have to no more.
Who wears the pants in that house? Is that Will or Jada?
That's Will. No,
Will.
Because Jada doesn't want to wear the pants.
Yeah, Jada
has,
absolutely.
She is secure in her motherhood, her womanhood.
Yeah. We always said it was the other way around.
No.
Jada is a loving,
no.
sweet
Well, we think she's adorable. Oh, my gosh, I'm a huge fan of her.
Yeah, but she comes across as very strong.
Yeah.
With Will. You know, that was the one thing that Will, like, he told me and her both. He's like, you guys are such strong women. The only guys that are going to be able to settle you down are guys that can pull your choke chain. Yeah.
No, you guys got to go to another radio station. I'm having so much fun with y'all. We waited.
We're not leaving.
We waited.
We're not leaving. Yeah.
All right,
keep
just
growing.
Give us a couple more minutes.
Right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh.
Who's a better kisser?
I didn't get to kiss him.
Oh. I'd rather kiss Will, not to be rude. I love Will, though. I have the biggest crush
on
him.
But Will's like a little baby brother to me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's the bomb. I mean, he's...
All right, the bomb, next.
No. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's just very rich. Very friggin' rich.
Halle Berry?
HB.
Sweetheart?
Sweetheart.
Total
beautiful.
Sweetheart.
Beautiful.
Pretty much one of the finest sisters you ever see in your life. That bitch walking here, you'd be like, damn, you fine. I would have.
She doesn't have to walk in here for me to say that.
Hey, beautiful, a sweetheart, down to earth, and how gracious and kind of her to mention my name in front of a billion people. I always got love for you, HB. Love you, girl.
Is there a bonding between actors and actresses in the African-American community in Hollywood?
Yeah,
there is.
Yes. Very close.
More so than the white community?
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is that there's more of them.
And you all see each other so much because there's only very few roles, so you're always together. It's true. I go to an audition, there's everybody all the time.
Everybody
is. It's like one of the rare times we get together is at an audition.
But we all the African-American community of actors are very close.
So do you
We all go to each other's baby showers, parties.
Yeah.
Will and them throw the best parties.
The best parties.
The bars parties. You go to their parties, you ain't got to show up with nothing.
That was the big gripe for a long time that the African community was saying, look, you guys just aren't giving up enough roles, and when you do, they're all stereotypical.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's changing.
Yeah. No doubt. Yes.
Long way to go, but it's changing.
Well, with the Academy Awards this year.
I know
y'all were calling each other going,
what's going on?
Is this BET?
The name of the movie is Joanna Mann, and it stars Miguel Nunez and Vivica Fox. And if it's nearly as much fun in the theater as it has been in the studio, this thing's going to be a huge hit.
I have to do
June
one thing before I go. I got to send a shout out.
Vivica Fox, you do whatever you want.
Thank you, baby. I send a shout out to my brother Marvin and little Christopher and Angela. I love you, Marvin. I know I've been to a whole bunch of radio stations. I forgot, but there's a shout out. All right, brother.
All right.
Do they live in Atlanta? Are they here?
Yeah, he lives in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Marietta.
He's in jail. No, I'm kidding.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Hey,
right on Mark, send a shout out.
He got jokes.
That's black people bonding right there.
Hey, The Bird Show.
These War of the Roses always get a little bit out of hand. Here's the deal. Woman suspects man of cheating on her. So what she does is she calls us up and has us place a call to him pretending to be a florist. Now, she's on the line listening to what's going on. She wants to see who he's going to turn around and send these flowers to. Back to her or the woman on the side. That's what we call War of the Roses. Becca?
Yeah, this is Becca.
Hey, Becca.
Hey.
It's Bert at Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're a little curious about what's going on with your husband?
Uh-huh.
All right, tell us all about it.
Well, where to begin? I just moved here 3 weeks ago from Orlando, where my husband and I have lived. We met, and we worked together for a while and got married. And he's still there because I got this amazing job up here. And he works in sales. He doesn't make as much money as I do, especially now. But he was doing really well, and we decided that it would make sense for him to stay there. But at this company where we both used to work together, I mean, even before we were married, there was this girl, Anne-Marie, who was always flirting with him and trying, you know, just being a bitch. And
we prefer the word hoochie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Both.
A little,
both.
A little
hoe bag.
Yeah. So, but you know, we got married. We have a great relationship, so I thought, or think. And now I'm up here. He's down there. We're not sure exactly when he'll be joining me, but we have mutual friends, obviously, who have seen him around town with Anne-Marie.
Oh.
I smell something. When we decided that I should come up here on my own, he didn't seem to really have any problems with that at all.
Mm.
No regrets.
Mm. You're kind of hoping he was going to fight that a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smell something really rotten, and I just need to know for sure. I mean, I already called my lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
You know, but I want to know for sure.
All right, well, we'll call him, and we'll find out what's going on. What's his name?
His name's Charles.
Charles. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Lindsay, as you know, will call up. She'll be a florist, pretending to give him a dozen roses. You'll be on the line listening to who he's going to turn around and send these roses to, and we're hoping it's not Anne-Marie. But if that happens, let him tell Lindsay exactly what he wants to write on the card also before you start getting off on him. Okay. All right, Becca, hold on 1 second while we call him.
And his name is Charles.
Hello, this is Charles.
Charles, hi, this is Lindsay from Oh So Fine Florist. How are you?
I'm sorry, from where?
Oh So Fine Florist. We're a new flower shop in the area.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Great. Well, like I said, we're a brand new flower shop in the area, and your name came up in our database, and as part of a promotional offer, we're sending people free flowers, a dozen roses, and you can send them to whomever you like. Are you interested in sending someone free flowers?
Okay.
And I need to fill out a card first.
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to send the roses to?
Why don't we send them to Anne-Marie Beckish.
Okay, Anne-Marie Beckish. I'm just writing this down. And what would you like the card to say?
Thinking of you, Charles.
Thinking of you, Charles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, Charles, you're a f***ing I can't believe this! Oh, my God! That whore! You are doing that whore! Well, I'm up here working my ass off for our marriage! Oh, you are a bastard.
Hey, Charles, that's your wife. That's Becca.
Yes, it is Becca. Remember me?
We're calling from Q100 here in Atlanta, and Becca had a suspicion that you might be messing around
well,
a little bit.
Well, I found it looks like.
And she had us place this call to see who you'd turn around and send the roses to, and you sent them to Anne-Marie and not back to your wife.
What?
Long-stemmed red roses.
Wait, what is this?
You are an
And you did this, and this is on the air.
This is on the air.
And Becca, this is all Becca.
This is Becca.
Oh, I don't think it's all Becca. I think it's all Charles.
You know
what? And you know what's really funny, Charles? You know what's really, really, really funny? Remember that prenuptial that I was so hesitant to sign?
You are out of your
right when we got
you're out of your mind. You are so out of your mind. Your
what?
Ears right, you're paranoid.
I'm paranoid because I think a long time right.
Chuck, do you just want to explain to Becca calmly what's going on with Anne-Marie?
So there is nothing going on with that woman.
Oh, yeah.
There is nothing going on with her. It's in your head. It is in your head, okay?
Well, why would you turn around and send, you know, when you get the roses, why would you send them to Anne-Marie and not, you know, immediately send them
to
you?
I'm wondering.
Talk to you, number one. Becca, we are friends. It is an act of friendship. There's nothing going on with us, okay? Nothing. Now, you need to get it together.
Oh, this is classic.
Ugh.
This is classic. You're cheating, and it's my fault, and I have a problem.
I am not cheating. I am not cheating on you.
Charles, why would you, if you're not cheating, then why would you send the
talking to you, okay?
What?
It's none of your business, and you know something, Becca? I've had it up to here with all your suspicious bullshit, all right? You're paranoid. You're sick in the head.
Oh, right? I'm sick in the head? Well, you're the one who's going to get because that same prenuptial that was supposed to protect you, well, it protects me, too. You're not going to see one red cent of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I make to pay for our house. Atlanta.
I think we'll go
you're
now.
For your
right? That's a big surprise there, you
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards.
cabinets. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm sure to the Atlanta Police Department that these Segways seem like a really good idea when they spent $5,000 on them. But try to imagine a low-speed chase with a bunch of cops on Segways behind you.
All right. Well, the Atlanta City Council has voted to buy 10 new Segway scooters, and now these are for the cops down at Hartsfield Airport. Now, you remember the scooters were introduced to downtown Atlanta police officers, but then they since kind of went away. Well, now the scooters are back, and they're going to be at Hartsfield Airport.
Yeah, that's comforting if you're a criminal, because you could just outrun these guys.
Totally.
Now.
What are they, $5,000 too?
Yeah. Hey, this doesn't print on cops at all, like a chase between...
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Bad boys. What you going to do? What you gonna do when they scoot by you?
You know how they always have that helicopter aerial shot? Can't you see the guy running down the street with his three Segways behind him chasing him?
Oh my God, this is like a freak
show. Oh, sorry, Atlanta officers. I know you'll do a fine job on those scooters.
You know how many of these guys are gonna ditch the Segway and just start running after the guy?
They pick it up and carry it and run with it.
I mean, yeah, you can't look tough on a Segway. Sorry. Oh, no. Yeah.
You remember the episode of Seinfeld where George pretended to have the bad legs
right.
So he could work, get the handicap stall work.
Yeah.
And he's riding around in a little rascal thing.
That motorized scooter.
And then he just picks it up and starts running.
Well, I wonder if they're going to make little, you know, how people who have motor vehicles and sometimes they use keychains. Like, I have a Honda, so I'm getting a little Honda keychain. I wonder if they're going to start making little Segway keychains.
I hope they put a basket on the front. You know that, like, plastic basket with, like, the yellow.
How about this? You think they give them like pocket sirens? So when they're chasing somebody, they just put the little pocket siren on the handlebar?
No, they have to make the noise themselves.
Yeah, the guy's got the light that you put on top of the car and he takes it. Well, where do I put this thing?
Right now, there's a guy at Hartsfield putting a baseball card in the spokes of his Segway going, oh, I think they're making fun of me.
He's so bitter.
Yeah, he's tucking it behind one of those big billboard signs at the airport. Like, I'm not one of the cops with one of these things.
Sorry,
you
Paul.
Know what? Hold on, though. Are there any criminals that have been caught by the Segway scooter?
Come on, you can outrun
those
guys.
There's got to be. What have the Segway scooters, have they caught someone?
You know what they got to do? They got to get whips like the gladiators.
Yeah, call us now if you've ever been pulled over by a Segway.
Not pulled over. I mean, I'm wondering if the cops will call us.
Yeah, if you were part of a crime that was busted by a Segway, give us a call.
Get it? The Bird Show.
I want you to leave the show today knowing this, that no matter what you do today, by the end of working day today, you cannot feel as stupid as Jeff did on this given day.
Quite a horrific experience I had last week, and I forgot to share it with you. And I know how you guys enjoy peeking inside of my world. And
let's just take a quick vote. Anybody here really enjoy peeking inside of Jeff's world?
I don't have much time here, so we'll just move on. and especially peeking inside my bathroom. And
that's
there's
one place I do not want to be picking. Yeah.
And if there's anything that brings more pleasure to the three people I sit with every morning, it's me making a mistake. So I will share with you a story.
No, then he's got my interest there.
Yeah, you're actually admitting that you made one?
I made an error.
And he's talking about a mistake in the bathroom, so...
I will share with you a story.
What, you use one of Jessica's pads? I mean, how do you make a mistake in the bathroom?
That happened last week, and this should carry you guys over for a month or so. And I'm going to try to be delicate here. If I get too gross, you know, throw a flag, but I'll try to be delicate. Now, like a year ago or something, I ate something that... you know, disagreed with me or otherwise got some sort of virus in the digestive tract.
Okay.
Which made my daily movement a bit looser than it's
been. He had the runs.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And
check.
He sounds like an old man. My daily movement.
My bowel movements.
I'm trying to be.
I need some stool softener.
I'm trying to be delicate here. So Jessica is, you know, being the saint that she is, when she was at the grocery store that day, she actually bought this can of
you know, baby wipes, like the already moistened.
You use baby wipes?
Yeah.
As an adult, you use baby on your booty?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So.
He meant to use the whole damn can for one wipe.
Are you kidding me? They're kind of small, too.
You got to be
careful.
And
you've got big hands. That must have been a mess.
You got to make kind of a glove out of it.
You know, it gets kind of, not to be disgusting, but it makes more of a mess before you make it. Yeah.
You must have sewed like 13 of those together.
Yeah, it's tough. It's not all it's made out to be. But anyway, so she gets me this can of, you know, baby
That's
wipes.
That's why it says baby wipes.
So for, you know, for the period of the illness, I was able to stay clean using those. So
I mean, some think it's funny, but it's really brown and running.
Okay. All right. Look at you, Jeff, just trying so delicately to walk on the line. And there goes Melissa. She's the one jumping off the pier like Lindsay usually does.
Wasn't this my break? So that means she doesn't even have to talk, right?
You made a deposit in the bank of bowels.
So anyways.
I love that line.
We are never getting through this.
You're sliding into first.
Okay, all right, enough.
So anyways, she buys this can, so whatever. So, you know, however long ago it was when I was sick, they came in very handy. Mm-hmm. And then I put them in the cabinet underneath, you know, my sink. And then just last week, I'm, you know, hanging out doing my, you know, usual perfectly healthy daily routine. And
your normal stools are back.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
Dropping the kids off at the pool.
Yeah. Everything's cool. And I look to my right and no toilet paper.
Okay.
So I think, oh, man, what am I going to do? And then I remember that these roll of baby wipes, probably, you know, 2/3 or more, are still there right around the corner.
That's good for one wiping for you.
Underneath the sink. So,
so you have to waddle there.
2/3 of the waddle.
So I can reach around. I don't have to, you know, make the waddle to the closet to get some more toilet paper. Yeah. So I reach around the corner and I grab the, you know, can and open it and shake a couple out and take care of business. And everything's cool. And, you know, wrap up and get dressed and stand up. And I'm standing at the sink to wash my hands. And I look down at the can of Clorox counter wipes.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no, my God. Are you serious?
No, you didn't.
All the skin right off your butt.
No, you did.
Oh, Jeff has got a raw butt now.
When did you do this?
I bleached my ass.
You did not. It is, oh, my gosh.
And I got to tell you that I just didn't do, you know, enough to clean up and move on. I figured as long as I get the moist ones out.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jeff, it says for external use only.
You're really going to work.
Yeah, I'm going to polish this thing up like it's it's the silver and it's Christmas and family's coming over.
So, I mean.
What were the repercussions?
Yeah, what happened?
I'm about once a day, I'm reminded of my mistake.
Oh, still yet.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You're on The Burt Show.
This goes back to the very first day that American Idol aired. The day after the show, we scored a big-time coup. We had Simon and Paula Abdul on the air at the same time.
Hey, Paula Abdul.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, you're a little tired, aren't you?
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah, you are. Are you out in L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think you've got a hit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, bad, and ugly, we do. Yeah,
that's what we're calling our show today also, actually.
And I have to say, all morning we've been talking about how you pretty much were the conscience on that judging panel because, you know, you here tried to let the people down easily. You know, yeah, you didn't sing too well, but, you know, get some lessons, you know, try harder. And the other guys were like, you suck.
Right.
You're awful.
Yeah, well, I just think that's the cool part of the show is that there's three separate and distinct ways of doing constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paula, do you, in real true life, do you have any dislike for Simon? You can be honest with us. It's just the four of us.
You know, he would tell us if he disliked you.
Oh, I think, no, what I've read is Simon thinks that there's sexual tension between us. that really just touched me.
Of course he does.
I don't know what dream he is having. I seriously don't know.
So how many of these, did you have to sit through every single audition?
Pretty much so. We went for the past month. We've been traveling all around the country, I believe eight or nine cities, and listened to hundreds, if not thousands.
Would you say the majority were bad or the majority were good?
I would say there was a good percentage that was just bad. There was a larger percentage that was good, but not above average.
Mm-hmm. And you're really looking for a superstar here. Even some of the train wrecks were great to watch. I'd say the line to me, though, it was the crying. When Simon was so mean, he made women cry, and some guys cry, too. Was there anything going on between you and Simon that we didn't see on camera? Like, were you chewing him out a little bit more aggressively?
Ask him if his arm has a permanent bruise, or if his left or right leg, given on any city, if you're sitting to the right or left of me, has a permanent dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can appreciate his candor and being brutally honest, but it's, you know, it's brutally honest according to Simon. Just because Simon is brutally honest, it's his truth. Mm-hmm. You know, there were plenty of times that both myself and Randy Jackson would completely disagree, but, you know, it's just, it's the way he feels, not necessarily the way we are, and as you can see, there's so much going on, and to fit it into it an hour or so is difficult.
Well, this is kind of cool for us because Simon is here now also, Paula. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, we've got Paula.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Is that Miss Abdul?
Yeah, that's Miss Abdul right there.
This girl is haunting me across America. This is the girl who used to claw outside my bedroom door begging to be let in at night.
Oh, my God.
Admit it, Abdul.
You wish, Simon.
Yeah, you admit it, darling. You're going to have to give way eventually. Yeah.
Oh, you're back in America, please.
No, I'm not. I'm in London.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that enough mileage between the two of you?
We haven't even started yet, but I've got stories about this girl.
Really? I can't wait to hear them.
Hey, Simon, Paula was telling us that she put a couple of really deep marks in both of your arms.
Do you know, I swear to you, but I came out of this show black and blue. This girl has very, very sharp elbows.
Was there ever a time there, and Paula, we know you got to take off in a second. Simon, was there ever a time there where you just really felt like going, Paula, you know, you just can't be that nice to these people.
Oh, permanently.
Yeah.
I always said that to me.
Permanently. I used to shake her at the end of the day and just say, look, speak your mind. But, you know, she is a nice person.
Oh, yes, but, you know, you tried attacking me saying that I was patronizing, and I think you really got a big elbow in there.
I got a fist at that one, actually, Paula. That was actually a smack in the mouth.
Simon and Paula, you guys know that Fox has a show called Celebrity Boxing. And I'm just throwing it out there. I know Fox people are probably listening. Write it down. Think about it. Mull it over. Send me a royalty check.
Yeah, I'll do it because I'd rather take on Paula than Randy Jackson.
Hey, Paula, we're going to let you go, but Simon, don't take off anywhere, okay?
Paula, missing you already.
Oh, I miss you so much, Simon.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Now, is it really as tough because, I mean, the people in this room have never gone on one of these big-time auditions.
Yeah.
But is it really as tough as you make it appear to be? I mean, are people as brutally honest as you are in an ordinary audition?
Certainly all the auditions I've ever attended, because anyone who comes to one of our auditions, as we did with American Idol, we do talk to them as a group beforehand to say, we are looking for something better than normal. Mm-hmm. If you don't like criticism, then I would suggest you leave this audition now, because we will tell you the truth.
You know, now, it's one thing to watch television and to watch Simon do his thing, but it's something entirely different if it's somebody you know, right?
Yeah.
And we have one of our producers on the show, Tammy, here, is an aspiring actress, and she's a singer as well.
Oh, dear.
And
Tammy, it's your moment.
Do you think we could do a live American Idol thing here with Tammy?
Yeah, I'd be honored.
Tammy, Simon, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Simon. How are you?
I'm great.
Are you confident?
Oh, yeah.
Are you any good?
Oh, the best.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, here I go.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing you a little something called Happy Birthday.
Perfect.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Simon.
You can cut him off early on this show, too.
I'm going to cut you off now. You've got a job on the station as what?
I'm the
I'm the voice of the station.
Good. Well, keep your day job.
Yeah, I was getting better. I was gonna bring it in.
No, you're
getting
worse.
I was just warming up because it's cold here in the studio.
Yeah, stay cold.
I got one more question for you, then I'll let you go. In the overall ranking of cities that you had the auditions in, where did Atlanta fall as far as the talent comes to the other cities? Like, there was Dallas, there was Chicago, there was Seattle, Miami, New York,
L.A.
I thought Atlanta was probably second or third.
Wow.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because they just had naturally good voices. There was a girl who came from Atlanta who I think I described as not having the X factor, but the Z factor. Mm-hmm. I thought she was sensational.
I think that was Tamira, probably.
Yeah. Really, really good. And what was also good about Atlanta is that there was a lot of enthusiasm from the people compared to, say, L.A., you know, which was a bit flat.
Oh, and they're so arrogant out there, too.
Well, I think they're too used to going to auditions. Yeah. In Atlanta, they were genuinely excited, and I think that was good for us.
Yeah.
Well, Simon, it's been great talking to
you. Well, likewise.
Congratulations on what I really think is going to be a big hit, man.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And can we talk to you a bunch of times throughout the
year? Yeah, whenever you want. I'm going to be there for the next 3 months on and off. So, you know, whenever you want to do something, you know, I'll be delighted to.
Excellent.
As long as I'm not in hiding.
we'll let you know next time Paul is on with us.
Okay, cool.
You take care, Simon.
Good to talk to you all.
Bye now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.